Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Let's get it in. I said, oh, shit, we got callers calling in already. What's happening? Hey, callers, what's up?
Hello?
I said, hey,
what's
how
up,
you doing? What's up?
Sasha. Sasha and DG,
what's
man.
What up? What up, y'all?
What's the business, big brother?
Shit. Long day at work, ready to wind down.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what you call Sin City for, man. Wind down, relax,
right?
Have a little fun. All right, but check this out. Before we even get started, man, I got to give big ups to my boy Big A-Ron for the barbecue today. That nigga drinking good, eating good, you know what I'm saying? And Connor. And I got to give a shout-out to all Connor's bitches and baby mamas. Hey, that's what he asked me to say. That's what I'm going to say. To all Connor's bitches and baby mamas. Hey. That's what's up. Fuck you,
baby mamas.
That's what the fuck you wanted to be called. That's what I'm going to call them. Hey, survey says. Goddammit. Fuck you going to get upset because he wanted. That's how he called his bitches and baby mamas what he called them. So damn testy now.
Sure, yes, sir. We got Mother Nature on the line with us, man.
Oh, shit. God damn. I'm sorry. What is this? A Minnesota Fest?
Mother Nature, what up?
Hello, hello.
What's going down?
All right, let's just jump into the topic, man. You gonna kick it off or what?
Go ahead, bro.
That sounded good.
All right, let me see. How can I word this? Okay, let's say all right, D, we'll start with you.
Let me know what the topic is first.
I'm gonna tell you what the topic is. Okay, let's say you in a relationship, right? You and your girl together and all that good shit, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you're the type of motherfucker that needs your space, and let's say she's the type of motherfucker that's needy. Do you think that kind of relationship could work? Yeah.
You got to define needy. Like, you mean want to be all around you all the time? You know, like never have your...
If that's your definition of needy, then yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's going to work. Nah. I shouldn't say it won't work. I just think it's going to be challenging. I think it's going to be hard. Because if you're a person that, like, you used to, like, you know, you have your girl on the side, not on the side, but you have your woman, right? Y'all like to hang out and kick it and stuff like that, but you want to have, like, space and time to yourself. And then if your girl is, like, constantly up under you and want to be, like, up under you, like, 24 hours a day, then if you're not used to that, then I think you're going to have problems because you're going to feel smothered. You know what I mean? You're going to feel like you can't do nothing without your girl without your girl being around. And it's not that you don't want her to be around, but if you start feeling smothered, then you're going to get all irritated and stuff and, like, you know, go do your own thing. And then she's going to get offended and get pissed. And then she's going to wonder why you want to do your own thing. And then the cheating thing is going to come up. And there's going to be a whole spiral of shit come down. I think it's going to be hard in the beginning.
Okay, now with that being said, so how you feel, Sasha?
I think
he's got
a point.
You heard everything he just said. How you feel about it?
I guess he has a point. I think the relationship wouldn't go as far, but I guess a woman has to, you either have to change or you got to find somebody else. You can't change how somebody's personality is. You can only change, you know, maybe how they think about something or help them, you know, think of something else. But if they're already a needy person, you're not going to be able to make them not needy. You know, the only thing you're going to do is push them away.
Well, how do you do it? Because that's a needy motherfucker.
This motherfucker said I'm needy.
You know, it's a tough struggle.
I'm just fucking with you, dog. I'm just fucking with you.
Like, I ain't needy, man. That nigga said, how you doing? That's a needy motherfucker.
I was just wondering, man. I was just wondering. All right, Mother Nature, what you think?
Oh, wow. Well, I think the relationship can work. It just depends upon the person. It has to be a lot of communication. So if there can be communication and they can communicate with each other and so neither person is being offended, then I think it can work. If there is no communication and no one's listening, then it's not going to work.
Okay. All right, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Who is this?
Selena.
I see if I'd have said your name, the first thing you would have said, I didn't know that was going to be my name for the night.
Whatever, Lana.
Ooh, yeah. Rude ass. Hello, fellas and ladies.
All right, Selena,
hi,
I'm going to hit you off.
Huh?
All right, Selena, check it out. Tell me what you think. Okay, a relationship, you got one person that's needy and the other person like their space. Do you think it can work?
Yep.
Okay, and why do you think it'll work?
I think it can work as long as y'all communicate and just let each other know when you need space. Let each other know when you need it. Communication is basically like the key. Because I'm a person that needs my space. And then I'm also could be needy at times. So, you know. And I'm not shy, so shit, it works for me.
So wait a minute. You both of them? You needy and you need your space.
Yeah, and who was that? Cass?
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question.
Well, you start
cussing.
I hear
you back. Here I come. No, I wasn't finna cuss. I just didn't like the way you said it. But yeah, I'm both of them.
I said, what you mean you don't like the way I said it? I just asked the question.
Oh, I just feel like D word coming on.
All right, let's calm down. Calm down, people. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What up?
Who's your boy entertainment?
Way Low.
Way Low. Put Janine there. Way Low. Oh, there's Janine right there. Hi, Janine.
Hello.
I ain't find that shit funny.
With nobody.
I find that shit funny at all.
What a coincidence.
What's wrong? All right, wait a minute. We don't get a guy's
fuck with
opinion
me
on this one.
And we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
All right, wait a minute. You listening, man?
Yeah.
You got a relationship. One person is needy. The other person likes their space. So you think that type of relationship can work?
Oh, it's depending on how needy they is. Shit, everybody needs their damn space, though.
Okay, so what if it's the motherfucker that cheats? I mean, as soon as you go somewhere, hey, where you going? When you coming back?
Right.
Why I can't go?
Feeding you with all the questions.
I
can't deal with all that. That's too many damn questions. You can't trust me to go somewhere without telling you where the hell I'm going. Then why the hell should I be with you?
But now all the ladies are saying this. It's all about the communication.
If I get up and I grab my keys, like, hey, man, I'll be right back. You want something back, then, shit, there shouldn't be no more questions after that.
That's right.
All right, now, hold on. Now, I got to come to the defense of the ladies on that one. If you grab your keys and you say, I'll be right back, you want something back, I don't know where the fuck you going.
Man, you got to know I was in.
No,
I mean, won't come back for what?
motherfucking ass on that couch, tell your ass you ain't going no motherfucking way.
Okay, you gonna hate the outcome.
All right.
It's
just
about being.
So
and if you throw me on the couch, I'm just gonna put you to sleep, and I'm still gonna go out the door.
Oh well, then you can go where the fuck you want to go, man.
I'm gonna do that anyway.
No, you're not gonna do that anyway. You gonna do what the fuck I just told you.
That's why that shit won't work.
Mm-hmm. Shit works.
It's all about trust. You can't trust me to grab my keys and walk out the fucking door there.
No,
the fucking
it ain't about trust. Now, all right, if you ask me a question, what you want? Motherfucker, I might want the same thing you want. If you going to a certain place, if you say, well, I'm finna go to Rally, I might want Rally. But now if you like, well, I'm just going out. What you want? Come on,
all
man.
You have to do is say, I want this. If I'm going to my girl's house and say, babe, what you want while I'm out? Do you want something while I'm out? Just say what the hell you want instead of going through all that and throwing folks on the couch to take the keys and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because I thought you on the
well,
couch.
That's not, that's not always the easy answer to a question either, because it depends on how long you're going to be gone. Because you might say, well, what you want, well, depending on how long you're going to be gone, because you might be going to be gone for an hour or two. And if I say, well,
yeah,
I want
right
a
back
burger, yeah, but that's if you say you're coming right back. But then,
yeah, but
well,
if
you
want some damn food, I ain't
going
to bring the food
just
back home.
But
right,
you just said,
right.
You just said
that
you can't
you
ask that question because that's too many questions.
Right, how
so,
I know you ain't going to bring my Dairy Queen back fucked up.
Right.
Oh,
I would do that because
I
would
want
my
burger. Right. If I say I want a burger and you say, oh, well, I ain't coming right back, and then I say, where you going? Then you say, well, I ain't got to tell you all that. There's too many questions. Well, you just set that up.
It's a fine line between being an asshole and then just not
they don't want to be questioned.
I just walked out the door. I got
time. Well, fuck you.
Fuck your back.
It's just
I
about
grab
being
my hair. Know your role and shut your mouth!
You know what? Every time I come on here, y'all be telling me to shut up and shit. I ain't coming on here no more after today.
We nobody
told you. Shut up. With your rude ass. Turn off this shit.
Nobody said nothing to you. You got a complex. You must know you talking too much.
And you do, too. And you do, too. And we both know that.
She.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Hey, I think both of y'all just need to fucking get y'all hostilities towards each other out. Something
when I come
wrong
back here in the morning, I want this kitchen clean, son, okay?
Huh?
Don't get smart. That's how you get smacked.
He probably just said, yeah, she just got an attitude.
No, you know, he just got my mouth. I am. You know, what's my name?
I got a question for everybody. I'm gonna start with Sasha. What's the one sexual thing when you with your guy? The one sexual thing that you won't do no matter what.
The one sexual thing
that you would not do, you refuse to do. You can't lie.
When I'm only with
phone.
My man? So, like, I couldn't say, like, I won't do a threesome.
Okay.
Damn.
All right.
That's comfortable.
All right, D, what's the one thing that you won't do? Hello?
D?
Yeah, yeah, what's the one thing that you won't do?
He's still over there crying. Damn, she not gonna do it.
One sexual thing that I won't do.
He
texted
old girl.
Think about that shit.
Right, he texted old girl. Hey, it's off. Don't come. Don't come. It's off.
Hey, come back to me. Man. I had to think about that one.
All right. Mother Nature, what's the one sexual thing you won't do?
Threesome. I don't like to share.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a damn women. God damn you women are so.
Damn.
Alright, Selena, what's the one sexual thing you won't do?
That's pretty much it. The threesome, hell, we did everything else.
We on the wrong show tonight.
Cause we're not mature enough for that shit right now. So I mean,
all right, you wait on.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, butter? We got you.
How y'all doing?
What up, butter?
What up, butter?
What's that?
Hello.
Hey, butter.
Hey.
I'm coming to you next, butter. Let me get Waylo's ass.
Okay.
What is it, Waylo?
It ain't too many things I want. Well, yeah, it is. I want you to bra a pussy up, and she just came out the bathroom for pee. She ain't getting that services. I hate that
what?
Shit. That's a turn off.
What did he just say?
If we in the bed fucking, you get up and go to the bathroom and go pee. I ain't eating
your
pussy after that.
Okay. I thought you said you want to eat it after she gets to go.
Oh.
What?
Oh, shit.
Real?
Nasty, but I ain't that nasty. All
right, hold on, y'all. Brother,
this
question is on you. What's the one thing sexually that you will not do?
There's a couple. You can't piss on me.
I was just thinking that shit.
Yeah, ain't no pissing on me, no defecating on me, no.
Okay, that's.
I can work with that.
Okay, now here we go, y'all. Everybody be quiet. let me hit the button right quick. Janine? What's the one thing you won't do sexually?
DNA.
DNA. Okay, what does that mean?
Dick it ass.
Does not apply to me.
Oh, man, I almost choked.
Okay. It took me a minute to catch on to that, but
oh,
okay.
My God, I almost choked. She said, that shit don't apply.
It's not a fly. All right, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What it do?
What's up,
big? Hey, what's happening, family?
Hey, B, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How y'all
you
doing?
You kicked off yet? You kicked off yet?
No, I ain't started yet, man. I've been having other things on my plate right now, but I'm coming.
All right, well, the question go to you now. You ready?
I'm listening.
What's the one thing sexually that you will not do?
Well, the only thing in sex that I won't do is I ain't eating no ass. That's it.
I get a turn? Y'all going to ask me what I ain't going to do?
Who was that?
Don't act like you don't know who it is.
is that your partner, B? I'm sorry,
no,
sweetheart.
No.
What would you not do?
Fuck for free.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck
for free. Okay, you know what? I'm going to come back to that fuck for free, but... Well, damn. All right, dog. What you want to do, man?
I got two of them.
Who the hell fixing the drink or something? Right, that sound like a blender, like somebody making margaritas.
Fine.
All right, what's your two, dog?
No, there will be no anal penetration towards me at no point in time in life. You will not get, I don't give a fuck what it is. There will not, can we just, no, bitch, no.
Okay, what's your other one?
Second one that I won't do, I will not.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I'm not jacking off of nobody. I'm not doing it.
So what, you just stopped yesterday?
No, he's never done it.
I've never done it, baby.
Okay,
now let's go back to this fucking for free.
Right.
So you say you get paid every time you fuck, right?
In one way or the other.
Wow.
What's the one?
Snickers count?
Okay.
What?
Do Snickers count?
Tricks is for kids, sweetie. You know, you catch them in Gary on Fifth Avenue. When you ready for a grown woman, then come holler at me.
I'm just saying, because all you going to be is packed full of nuts.
No, not necessarily. Not if I nut on your mustache first.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, now I want to know what you mean. You don't fuck for free. I just want to know what you mean. You said you always get
something.
So what? You said you fuck for free. You don't fuck for free. So you say you always get something or the other. I want to know
whatever it is I want or need or desire for you to do, you're going to do it before I fuck you. So whatever it is.
Damn. Where you live at?
Why? What difference does it make? You want to get on the list?
You gotta be from another planet. No, I don't want to get on the list. All I got is hard dick and bubble gum. I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
Okay, well, yeah, look, I ain't the one, and we ain't the two.
Wow.
I just need you to do one thing.
Snap that pussy back. Too careful.
That's all.
Okay.
So wait a minute. Now, so you're saying you get your payment up front?
Like, right. Because I'm not done.
You got to pay the phone bill first.
Look, why am I going to fuck for something that I could do myself? I could pay my own phone bill. I told you, fuck with them on Fifth Avenue, and when you get ready, come fuck with me, because if you got to ask me how much it costs, you can't afford it. Just like the Gucci store, baby, ain't no prices on it. If you got to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
Us poor niggas want to know. We just want to know, because we ain't going to
ask.
If
you
got to
ask how much, if you got to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
What, are you getting cars and shit, houses, what?
Whatever
no.
I'm getting.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
So you can go out tomorrow next week and be like, I'm about to come back with a Lexus 320 or some shit.
If I'm fucking, you paying. Period.
Point blank.
Period. So whatever it is that I desire, you going to
do. Butter don't start that co-sign and shit.
Look, point you point. Know, butter. Don't look. Don't let
yeah,
him. Don't right. let him get that. You know.
Yeah. All right. Y'all motherfuckers.
See, they don't like they don't like they whole cars pulled. You know, they don't want nobody
no,
to tell
don't.
What they really do. So whatever.
Well, I mean, I'm
if
you
about this life, sweetie, then I don't have to explain it to you.
Well, no, I'm the first one to tell you I ain't about that life because I ain't paying you a goddamn thing.
Right, but well, then you ain't hearing none of this. Yeah,
hey. I mean, sometimes me and Teddy the Head gonna pay nothing, but really they paying any and everything you tell them to.
Through the nose. Borrowing from their boy just so they
no,
can smell it. So don't tell me.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, God damn. For real, this shit is just.
Some
X-Lax
or some toilet tissue.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on. Bullshit.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Said,
hold on, hold on.
This life. What do you mean by this life?
Hold on, dog. I don't mean to cut you off, bro. So a 9 to 5, but this ain't good enough for you, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said whatever it is that I want and desire, he going to do
I'm
it.
So,
before
I mean,
he gets mad.
Okay, so
so
I mean,
if he got a 9 to 5, he going to do what he needs to do to get what it is that he wants. Period. That's with anybody. So
well, I got a 9 to 5.
Take it however you
so.
Want it.
I'm just saying, all right, come on now. All right, with all bullshit, all bullshit aside, come on, me and you, I know me and you always wind up arguing, but me and you, I want to have an intelligent conversation with you. And I'm asking questions. I'm asking questions because I'm not at that stage. I'm not going to sit down and lie to you. I'm not at that stage, but I'm curious to know. If I'm a 9 to 5, well, I got bills, I got to pay this, I got to do that. I mean, what do you expect out of me? I mean, because, you know, hey, I ain't going to lie to you. I got to pay child support, I got bills to pay. What you expect out of me?
So I expect you to give me what it is that I want. And if you can't give me what it is that I want, then it ain't no need.
That ain't fuck your child support. Fuck your
hold
child
on.
Support.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. Come on now. Real talk. I mean, and I'm not trying to be smart with you. I promise I'm not. I'm not trying to be smart with you. But just give me an example. Like, okay, like me and you, we just hypothetically speaking here, so we ain't got to get smart with each other. I won't, you good with standing
nigga,
on
talk.
That side.
Right, don't stutter.
I know you stuttered. Come.
Come on, sweetie, what you got to say? You want me to take it
first
easy
of all,
so you hold
I was
your
trying
hand.
To make a point because I didn't want to get into no argument with her, so shut the fuck up. But anyway, no, nah, not you, baby. That jackass. But, no, seriously, like, if it was something that if you wanted, I mean, I don't know. What is it that you want? Just give me an example.
If I want to go away for the weekend, if all I right, want
so
you to... I mean, I'm not sitting up here saying I'm going to break you because if you got a regular 9 to 5, then I know what you can and you can't do. But you're
right,
not
so
fucking
you...
over here for free. I mean, I'm not no young girl. I'm not no little girl. I'm not going to twerk it for you. I'm not going to give you no head in the car. I'm not going to do none of that shit for you to take me to McDonald's and give me a Happy Meal. So if you
would
fucking
you...
me, you paying me. But it's
so
plain and simple.
Okay, so you're not trying to give me... You're not trying to get me to send you to Aruba, right? You're just trying to get...
If I want to go to Aruba, then that's what I want you to do. Now, if I know you got a 9-to-5, I got to give you a couple of months for you to sacrifice and do whatever you have to do. But if I tell you in January that I want to go to Aruba in June, you best believe you better be dropping that $189 for my passport and then making your arrangements for me to get that. And then if you want to see...
Hold on, man. For real, seriously, dog. I really want to add it. So, but do I get the pussy in the meantime?
Well, you know what? See, first you get to taste it. See, first you're going to see it, and then you're going to get to taste it. And once that you get that, then it's going to give you motivation to hurry up and do what you need to do. And then you're going to be like, you know what? Instead of June, let's go in April. Because you know once you get me on that beach, then I'm going to fuck you and suck you right.
I get one free sample.
No, I said once that we get to the beach, because you can eat it all you want to.
So you said I don't get the pussy now. I probably can lick it, but I ain't gonna fuck.
You can't stick it, right? Till we get some.
I'm just trying to figure your concept out, baby. That's all.
But that's 6 months, man.
Right, because what? Anything worth having is worth waiting for. If you want a trick, go on Fifth Avenue. I'm not one of these easy hoes. I know what I got.
Are you single right now?
No. I got two men. One that's paying the car note, one that's paying the mortgage. Where you want to fit in at?
Shit, I'm broke.
I'm going to go buy some Nikes.
Yeah, well then, that's what I'm talking about. Know your place. All I'm saying is know your place and we be good.
If this works for you, I'm not even mad at you. But I'm just saying, I know what you're saying. So everybody can't afford you. So, what do you deal with, man? Do you deal with 9-to-5ers?
I do. You got some 9-to-5ers that got some good head. And when you just want to come all over their mustache and their beard, that's what you're calling for. That's what they good for. They take you out to Applebee's, give you some head. A couple of dollars, you good. You know what I'm saying?
So that's how big a mustache grew so thick, huh? Yeah. Well, that's how shit. I'm
not
big at that goddamn thing.
Okay. This whole action to do with big, because big can't afford me, so let's not go there.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying, that motherfucker look like, hey, big had a clean shade. That motherfucker look like Ben Laden now. Goddamn.
Really? That's what we are.
I'm just saying,
Father
Big looks like Bin Laden now. I don't know.
Father Time.
Yes,
ma'am. Push me on mute for a second because I'm pushing the blender again.
Okay. All right. So I don't even want to. Tonight is one of them nights that I'm in a good mood. I don't even want to argue with you tonight. But I am curious to know how in the hell you get down with this.
Just like niggas be searching for women around tax time because they could get that tax money. It's the same way as with women. You could smell the tricks. They're a mile away. And old tricks used to be young tricks. So just come on. Let's just quit playing the game. You know, just like you can get a woman to go, you can get a man to go. You know who gonna trick and you know who not.
Now with that being said, when I was young,
I ain't gonna lie. So why do you think I'm as good as I am now? Because you only learn from your mistakes.
Right. So I'm just saying. It's just coming time, motherfucker, that got that pussy, and you stuck like, damn, I ain't get to go to Aruba.
Well, no, not necessarily, because a fuck is a fuck. So sometimes you just want to fuck, and so you do it because you want to. And then some people do make pay.
Let me ask you a question. What would you consider your job title?
An entrepreneur.
Okay, I'll give you that. Fuck it. I'll give you that one. But do you ever feel like, you know, like, all right, well, you know, it ain't even about the money today. I just want to fuck him.
And you know what? And 9 times out of 10, I should have got the money.
So every now and again, you have been like, fuck it, I'll just go get some free pussy away today.
Hey, so
I'm
has
just,
it ever been?
I'm feeling different.
No, not since I know better, I do better. If I want to come, I can make my own self come. So, I mean, what?
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm serious. I'm curious to know how this shit works in a woman's mind, a woman of your caliber. I'm curious to know. That's why I'm asking you the question. Trust me, tonight I am not being funny. I am dead serious on this. Because, I mean... Like I said, motherfucker told me yesterday, real bitch don't fuck with 9 to 5. So I'm like, okay.
That's a totally different story. I mean that's like getting on another level. That's getting on the level that people have unrealistic expectations and they looking at TV and movies and all this other dumb shit and you wanna live a life that you never really gonna be a part of. So you out there selling your soul and your body for a baller for some dumb shit that ain't never gonna amount to anything. So I mean that just really goes on their mindset. That just goes to your mindset because everybody that's grown is not a woman. You know, you got girls out here perpetrating. So when you come across a woman, you know what you got, and trust me, you gonna pay to keep her. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going out there and I'm telling you through the dough that you're going to pay for this pussy. No, my game is better than that. I don't have to come with that. You're going to give it to me because that's what you want to do. But I'm not no young-ass girl that you could buy me some Nikes, and that's what we're going to do.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but the way you talking, as soon as you see the man, I mean, the first thing you ask him is,
you owe me some money, motherfucker!
No, when he started tugging towards my pants, then you right, motherfucker, do you owe me some money? Because don't start talking up under my clothes and talking bullshit. Because if you want to come to me like that, then that's how I'm going to treat you. So it depends on how you come to me. And then, I mean, you see goofies every day. You see a goofy, you bump his head. Don't act like niggas don't see it every day. When you get in that bitch link card and you want to put some food in your freezer, whatever that you do. So don't get mad when a woman do it to a man, because men do it to women all the time.
So are you bitter towards men?
No, I'm not bitter. I'm sweet, trust me. It melts in your mouth, never in your hand.
Wow.
Nigga, please.
Oh. Well, whatever.
I mean, like I said, today, trust me, and I know me and you, every time we get on the show, me and you go at it. But I am not trying to go at it with you tonight. But, I mean, I'd just be really curious to wonder how, do you even just call him like you a trick?
No, come on now. You know that you cannot go. You know, okay, first of all, I'm talking shit with y'all. But you know you just not going to go to no man and treat him like that. Because you can't just outright treat anybody like that. I mean, even the goofiest of women or anybody else is not going to go for that. So you do what you have to do. See, I work these lips here so I don't have to work them other lips. I could talk
church.
About anything I want to and never have to open my lips.
Church.
Okay. And I ain't mad at you about that. I ain't mad about it. But now, let me just say, okay, as an example, like I said, we hypothetically speaking, I mean, you know, I got paid today. You know what I'm saying? You want this trip. I mean, how you going to approach it?
I want this what?
I mean, you want to take this trip. You want to go to wherever it is you want to go. Or you want to do whatever it is
already,
you want to do.
I'm already then spit that to you and be like, you know what? It'd be nice to get away. Don't you want to do this? Don't you want to do that? See, I drop a little hint and, you know, make that that's what you think that it is that you want to do. So that before you know it, you're going to be bringing it up because that's what you want to do. You know, I'm be trying on cute little swimsuits and shit like that and summer dresses with my back out and all that type of shit.
Let me ask you something.
Okay, you want me to take you to Aruba. You want me to fly you 2,000 miles away and I ain't never hit it before?
And so, wait, now let's answer this question yourself, because I know you know some niggas. Can it be done? I'm not necessarily talking about you, because you say, you know, you got to get some pussy first. But you mean to tell me that all your life that you walk this earth, you going to tell me you ain't never met a nigga that you can run that path?
Well, I'm pretty sure you probably got some out there.
You'll be surprised what a man will do. Cause see, ain't nobody gonna come and when his boys talking shit and tell them how stupid they is. No, they gonna tell you about how much pussy they got and how they did this and they ran this bitch and they ran that and they ain't done shit. They paying through the nose. So you could believe the illusion or you could listen to the truth. It's up to you, baby.
But I ain't going no damn river with somebody I don't know. Shit, you dead somewhere.
Yeah, they end up in that fucking sand hole over there somewhere.
because when you sleep with somebody, that mean you know them. First of all,
no,
people
I'm
running
saying,
around here.
I'm saying it don't matter if I know or if I did sleep with them. I'm not going nowhere that far with somebody I don't know. Period. Oh,
I feel you, Janine. I feel your pain. I ain't flying nobody no 2,000 miles and I ain't never fucked her before. Fuck that.
Because I'll say something wrong with you if you did it. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker up the top.
Tell him face down, ass up in a pile of seaweed somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, we can go to the next state over.
Why you got that big suitcase? We only going for the weekend.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we go to Great America. I take you to Great America. That's about as far as I'm going. Think about it, though. Think about it. Your mouthpiece got to be bad as hell to get a motherfucker that you ain't never ever fucked to take you 2,000 miles away. Just to fuck.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you this. When I read Superhead book and they said Shaq was giving this bitch $10,000 for some hair, so don't tell me what your mouthpiece can and cannot do and what it can and cannot get.
Okay, whoa.
Yeah, but
all
I'm saying is that you can get whatever you want if you put your man and pussy to it, period. So take it how you want to take it, believe it how you want to believe it, but settle for Great America, and I'll do what I'm doing. And we
good. Okay, but now, hold on, man. But Shaq never spent all the money that he got in a lifetime, so...
That was an analogy, and if you want me to break it down to you, you know, that's trying to, you know, show you the parallel things. What I'm talking about.
We're trying to be nice and cordial with each other. I know it's an analogy, but what I'm saying is that, I mean, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, hey, me and you ain't going to be nice to each other for this night. I don't see that.
Why would you be nice to each other?
I'm trying to be nice. Now, you're going to try to say it like I'm retarded. I know what the fucking analogy is, but I'm just saying, you can't compare Shaq to you.
I wasn't comparing us. What I was telling you is that if you put your man and your pussy to it, you could get most anything.
A motherfucking one-way trip to that sand hole like you said.
Yeah, well, you know what? If that's the type of niggas that you fuck with and with that mentality, quite sure. If that's what you want.
You know what?
If that's what you want.
I'm going to tell you, baby, be careful because at some point in time, some motherfucker going to get upset. He might not tell you, but he going to get upset and he going to sit sick back. Okay, yeah, she thinks she's playing. Okay, you know what? Better yet, let me ask you this. Do the two niggas know about each other?
Yes and no.
Yes.
One knows about one, and the other one don't know about the other one.
So what if the one that don't know finds out about the other one?
Then he got a choice to make. He either gonna be one of the rascals or he ain't gonna be.
You say what now?
I say he either gonna be one of the rascals or he ain't gonna be.
Or he might get a
I'm not, because first of all, I'm not in love with nobody, so I don't give no fuck. You
all
either gonna take it or
that.
You don't.
I'm saying, but then again, he might be in the courtroom and he might be saying this to you. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Hey, you all feel safe?
But you know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You just opened my eyes to a whole bunch of shit. I thought my man was the most arrogant motherfucker I ever heard in my life. You got him beat hands down. You are very, very arrogant.
Thank you. Thanks for the compliment.
Wait a minute. Who the fuck are we talking about, dog?
Hold on, baby.
Who the fuck you talking about? Who the fuck you calling there? Who you talking about, Waylo?
I want to know who you talking about.
See, baby, this is the problem. This is what comes in. I'm going to start acting like her then.
I don't think you can, man.
Nah.
The way she's talking, I don't think you can.
I'm going to get a couple of pointers from her.
Hey, you
do it,
man.
What?
You
want
to say a pity?
Yeah, put you a page up. We need to put a face to your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit, if you got diamonds coming out of your shit, you got to have diamonds and some kind of gold.
It's kind of like Lil' Kim and Platinum coated. So, you know.
Gold and oil.
Whatever.
Well, like I said, hey, y'all can't knock it. Big got that Bin Laden beard now.
Oh. Whatever.
Well, baby, I'm
never
tell.
Ever known a female to be this arrogant and proud of that shit.
Can I ask a question?
I'm not trying to disrespect you or nothing, but have you ever been called like stuck up? Do you take that as a compliment?
You know what? I don't take that as a compliment, because anybody who knows me knows that I'm not stuck up. But if you ain't on my level and you can't stimulate my mind, then I'm beyond you. So yeah, you're gonna call me stuck up.
You don't think that's stuck up, what you just said? You're beyond me. You don't think that makes you stuck
how?
Up?
How is it? Because let me ask you a question. Where you at? I mean, do you fuck with bottom feeders? If all you going to do you fuck with bust downs and runners? You
no,
use them for whatever that they are. But that's never going to be somebody that's going to be in your top spot. So it's going to be people that come in your circle that can't hang. What am I supposed to do? Put myself down to your level to make you feel comfortable? You either going to rise to the occasion or you're going to move on. And I don't care about what you think about me, because you're not doing shit for me.
If I sent your ass to Aruba, oh, yes, I am.
What?
If I sent your ass to Aruba, yes, I am.
What? Only thing you doing is putting some sun on my back and some dick in my ass. What?
Because
when I get back home, what?
Well, yeah, okay. So now when we get back home, you just going, all right, it was nice. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, it depends on after Ruben. What can you do now?
Damn.
I'm going to gag you down and take you and fuck you. That's what I'm going to do.
What can you do for me
well,
now?
Well, if you played your cards right, not only did you get fucked, you got sucked too, and it was worth it.
Do you have kids?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Sasha.
Can I ask a question? I just want to know, like, I know a few girls that do the same thing you do. You know, they try to find men to pretty much help them better themselves. Okay? And so I had a friend. She had a trick. But all of a sudden, he fell off. He stopped helping pay her bills. He was paying her rent. He paid her mortgage payments. And all of a sudden, one day, he just fell off the face of the earth. Then she was screwed. So what do you do in that kind of situation? If the person who's paying your mortgage, all of a sudden, they fall off and they don't answer your phone calls, do you have a normal job that...
I have a 9-to-5, so whatever that anybody else does for me is extra. Because I'm not sitting on my ass just want my ass to pay my bills. I got a 9-to-5 and I got a degree. I could take care of me. So that's why I don't need nobody to pay my phone bill, because maybe I can pay my phone bill. So I don't need
it's what I want. See, it's the difference between a need and a
okay.
want. It's not what I need.
How you were saying
it's what
things,
I want.
How you were saying things made it seem like they were paying everything and you relied on them. And that's how it came off, like, when
oh,
you first
no.
started talking
I'm
about
not,
it.
Baby,
so that's
I don't
why
rely
I had to
on
ask.
No. No, I don't rely on nobody but me. I don't rely on nobody but me. Those are wants,
yeah,
not
did.
Needs.
Yeah,
okay.
So I want you to pay my bills. I don't need you to, because in the end, I got the funds to cover what I need. But see, if you do it, then that means I could do whatever it is that I want to do with mine. I could spend yours and keep mine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a user. You're a user.
No, I'm not a user. It's not a user. I mean, it's the way the world goes. Come on now.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Wall Street? Come on.
People
I got a commodity.
Well, you're a user. You go around using people to get what you
no.
want, and then you just
no.
wait.
No,
oh,
you know
no.
what? That is. Oh, you know what? Because when a woman does it, now she's a user.
But
now
I mean, you said you got a commodity
too.
You
said
you no, a man. They do it. They use it.
Right. Well,
you're
you know
a
what?
User.
It's not a user, because when you're messing with somebody, I mean, this is what y'all going to do anyway, right? It's not like people not going around and they not getting fucked. It's just that you have some people that do it for free.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question, and I'm going to be done with it. Okay, I'm taking you on all these trips, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm flying you 2,000 miles here, 2,000 miles there. I lose my job, you're going to take my calls? I can't take you on a more trip
if I got fired. You know what? Okay, let me tell you this. If I like to, I'm taking your calls. And I'm going to motivate you to do whatever that you need to do to get you another job. Because sometimes people just need a cheerleader. You know what? And if you need some gas money to go look for you a job or get to the unemployment office, I can help you with that. Because I know
well,
you got
to get your number too. Maybe I'll call
what?
You and say, I want Aruba. I took you to Aruba three times. Now it's time. It's your turn to take me to Aruba, baby.
Well, it depends on what kind of relationship we got. If your head is fine, I could take you to Aruba because I got it like that.
Cheerleaders don't win the game.
We winning.
All the time.
Where the hell is Big at?
I'm here,
that's
bro.
It back there, that's it back there, Chili.
We winning.
I'm coming back, brothers. I'm shouting you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm big.
Big girl of yours, man.
And that's my new co-host. She's killing the game.
That's your co-host?
Killing
out.
I'm in
trouble.
Well, big,
yeah.
From me to you, man.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of
yours. I ain't mad at her. Don't get your thing, girl. Don't do what you do.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get some feedback from some of the other ladies on the show. All right, let's start with Janine. Let's start with you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, that's my life. That's the way she chooses to live it. I just choose to live my life differently. That's all. And you always gonna find people out there that's gonna do what you want. You know what you want. But I just choose
okay.
not to live my life like that. I think that's too old for that.
Okay. All right, what about you,
Butter? Well, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? If you got it like that and you can get it like that, get it how you live.
Okay. All right, Mother
Nature. Whatever. Whatever.
All right, Mother Nature, what about you?
Well, I go through conversations like this a lot with other people, and, you know, if that's how she want to live, that's fine. I'm pretty much like Janine. I don't live my life like that, but if that's how she want to live hers, that's cool. But my take on it is, if I want you to have it, I'm going to you know, I'm gonna give it to you, but my shit is priceless. You can't give enough money for it. There ain't nothing you can give me for mine.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's worth more than anything you can give me for it. That's how I feel.
Well, I tell y'all what, I agree with Mother Nature, because she give it to me and I'm broke than a motherfucker. I can't give her no money for it. I can't give her no money for it. I'm broke than a motherfucker. Sasha, what about you? What you think?
I think whatever I want, I'm going to get it for myself, because I want to be able to call it my own. I don't want anybody to ever be able to take anything from me. And I want to be able to stand at the top of whatever the fuck I have and say, I know I got it myself. That's my opinion. However anybody wants to live their life, that's fine. I have my own dreams, and I want to get there by myself and with my man, nobody else. I don't need nobody else. So I guess I've always been the kind that when I see what I want, I'm not going to ask nobody else for it. I want to be the one to have the feeling, the empowerment to know that I did that shit myself.
So you good with the threesome?
So in other words, hey, she gonna pull that Jennifer Hudson on D.
All right, hold on, man. All right, let's get the fella's point. All right, D, what you think? You heard everything she said. What you think?
I mean, yeah, I ran into people like that, you know, so it's not new to me. It's just, you know, that's, you know, when I was younger, it was cool, I guess. I don't know. I just have a different viewpoint on certain things. But, I mean, if it works for her, that's what she want to do, you know what I mean? That's her prerogative, you know what I mean? And if I just say be safe, be careful, because right now you got a lot of knucklehead dudes, right? Them niggas, they be sleeping in the cut on you. You know what I mean? If you play a nigga like that, these niggas are psycho today. They ain't got no problem throwing one to your dome. You know what I mean? Once they feel like they've been disrespected, and you don't want to mess with a guy's pride. Once he feels like he's been fucked over, I just say be careful. Make sure
just say it, man. Say it. All right, Waylo, what about you?
I don't know.
Pepper
on
pepper.
But I never
take
no
pepper.
I tell you that much.
All right. All right,
Big,
what about you?
Hey, my whole take on it is like this, brother. You know, I don't hate the player. You know, I mean, you know, it's the game of it. I mean, I understand what she's saying. You know, if you are a sucker and you fall for it, you should get got. You know, that's the way I see it, you know. I'm not saying I'm one of them guys that's going to pay for nothing, but, you know, but if you see a dummy, you bump his head. You know, there's plenty of guys out here, you know, that's on this show that's talking about, you know, I ain't going to give a woman this, I ain't going to give a woman that. And, you know, and done it, you know. I mean, you took a woman to the show and you bought a kid a bike or something. I mean that's the same game that she's playing. She's just saying it on a high level, man. I mean, it's done every day. I'm like her. I mean, when I was out there, no.
Oh, okay.
No. What happened is, man, I mean, like when I was younger, I'm like what she said. I was looking for a woman with tax money, too, trying to get my next, you know, Trues and Vogues on the Chevy, you know. I mean, that's just a fact, man. You know, some people got game like that, you know. And if her game that tight, I say play or play on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's that tight.
Right. If you one more time.
It's all right, butter. It's all right. It is all right.
One more time.
Don't get off butter. Don't get mad at butter. Don't get mad.
I mean, I'm
just
saying, really. What you mad at me for?
I ain't mad at you. I'm just teasing.
I'm good.
Everything you do,
I'm messing with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back on you. Just remember that. Everything you do is going to come back on you.
Sure.
Another question.
I like
these. Y'all say y'all see a dummy bump his head. So if y'all see that dummy, y'all bump his head. Don't y'all think that that dummy might wake up one day and feel like she's getting played and try to bump your head?
You know what? You know what? My thing is that you're trying to make it seem like somebody just out here gorilla pimping somebody and just making them think that this is what you're doing. But if your name is tight enough.
Hold on. I'm salute you, pimping. I don't care about what you're doing because that's your life, baby. I'm just asking. Have you ever had that feeling to where you try to play this dude that he might try to fuck you over? That was just
no,
question.
What you do is, if you messing with somebody, let me tell you something with common sense, and let me tell you the difference between a woman and a girl, is that once somebody's feelings get involved and your feelings is not involved with that, you don't play with anybody's feelings. You know, once that I see that a person is getting serious and this is something more than them that I'm willing to give, then that's what I'm going to tell you. Look, you're looking for something more than I'm willing to give you, and your feelings are valid, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So now they got either one or two options. And they got one or two options that they're going to do. They're going to continue to do it because they want to do it, or they're going to leave you alone. Some people leave you alone, and some people think that they could weigh you out. And those people that think that they could weigh you out or weigh you down, and they're going to eventually get what it is that they want, those are the ones that you always get whatever it is that you want or need. Now, don't get mad at me because you decided this.
I ain't mad at you, sweetheart. I ain't get mad at you. I'm just saying
with anybody. I'm a grown-ass woman, so I'm going to let you know what you get. I don't have to play no games with you. So, you know, why everybody out here, what?
You ever had a stalker before?
I have had a stalker before, yes, I have. But see, I have two things that stop that. And it's called a Smith and a Wesson, and I'll put a cap in your ass. I'm not playing with you. So, see, there's people that get taken, and there's people that take. I'm not playing with nobody. So you don't play with nobody's feelings, and you don't put yourself in no position where you're going to get yourself or anybody else back against the wall. I wasn't born yesterday. I know what I'm doing. Now, there are things that people are going to jump out the bag, true enough. You can't. I mean, there's no way that you could say that you know every situation. But, see, you got people out here that's fucking for Happy Meals. So if that's what you want, then you fuck with a Happy Meal type of bitch, because I'm not. Your pussy gets you whatever it is that you wanted to get. So if you think that, oh, that's what you want, then okay, that's what you get. That's your life. That's what you do. Because I'm old enough to know that love ain't what it do. Because love don't pay no bills. It don't buy me my Gucci purses. It don't do none of that.
Right,
fuck that.
Right.
You ain't got nothing off that. Because love don't make the world go around, baby. It's currency. Look at CNN, it'll tell you.
Mine is.
You got kids?
What?
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay, now don't take this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But is this what you teach your kids?
I teach my daughter, look, my daughter's a senior at Purdue West Lafayette, and right now she got her potentials, and one is doing an externship at NASA, one she was a football player that just got on for Miami, and one is a knucklehead nigga that she want to talk to that worked at Burger King. So now I tell her, which one you going to choose? Because this motherfucker at Burger King, you going to forever, you know, be taking care of him.
Right.
Now, love is a beautiful thing, and when you young, you think that it conquers all. But when you get 40 and this motherfucker ain't got nothing and you working hard and he taking your 401k and your pension, love don't have shit to do with nothing.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing if you could love somebody and he could provide and do the things for you. But you need to work smarter, not harder. So, I mean, I don't give no fuck what people say. Because, see, I can make my own self come and get that feeling of, and have my money in the bank, too. I give no fuck because that's what love gets you.
Well, you're winning. So the motherfucker, you don't want her to hook up with the motherfucker from Burger King, and that might be the motherfucker she loves.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. That's what I'm saying. Fuck him. You are, boy, you a senior at Purdue. You finna graduate. You finna be a teacher. But you love this motherfucker that work at Burger King?
What's wrong with a motherfucker at Burger King?
You think I didn't sacrifice and sold enough ass for you to date a motherfucker that works at Burger King? That's okay when you was in high school. You better pick that motherfucker that's finna graduate and work at NASA and do what the fuck you need to do.
That's right.
Why would you
tell your daughter?
You would teach your daughter honestly, though.
Why would you tell your children? Why would okay, first of all, why would you expect or want your children to do anything that would make their life harder? Everything in life is to make them get to the next level. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you got all this warm and fuzzy feeling. What the fuck do you know at 22? What do you know at 22? Because them same fucking things that you feel and you want and all that dumb shit at 22, by the time you get 27, that shit don't mean nothing. So she going to give it to this motherfucker that's at Burger King.
Motherfuckers at the age of 22, and that ain't bullshit. I done lived my life at the age of 22. I did all kinds of shit.
Well, you know what? If I could stop my daughter from the dumb shit.
Your kid wants something. Why not support your kid instead of steering her off of what she wants?
What if she get with the guy that got money? What if she get with the guy that got money? He treat her like shit. But all she knows is the guy.
See, you're taking the wrong thing. Let me tell you this. If my daughter, if she's sitting there and she's picking somebody, you don't tell her, oh, well, you know what? That nigga at Burger King, you know, he got swag. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody now is going on appearances, and this nigga that got swag. I'm talking about people that treat her nice, that respect for her. She knows what it is that she wants. But if only thing that you think about is on a second grade level, that's the only part that you're going to get. I'm not saying he could be working at Burger King now and working his way through school, but if all his ambitions is Burger King and you working, you want somebody on your same level. If you go in the Bible, it's
You don't know his ambitions if you done kicked him out the picture already. Hey man, right, man, we ain't got time to take chances. Nigga, we gotta move on, nigga, we gotta move forward.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You got people out here that say, "Oh, baby, it's okay, and he loves you, and he this and he that."
Guess what? He can love you for a minute and get a new job, just like, and leave your ass. Stop.
No, it's not. You know what? It's not about. See, this is the part. It's not about money, and it's not that what I teach my daughter. Let me tell you what I teach my daughter. We nowadays tell our daughters that it's okay to take to tell our daughters to take nothing ass niggas. You know, it's a beautiful thing that he treats you nice. Now, I'm not telling my daughter that you're going to date this nigga because he got money and he's going to treat you better. No, that's not what I'm telling you, because all three guys treat her nicely. She's not going to accept anything less. What I'm saying is this, is that you have to think about your future, because everything that looks good to you is not good for you. You have to think about love, because love is a beautiful thing, but it does not get you through. A marriage takes love, determination, will, desire, all of those things. So if a person has been going to school, nobody broke my heart, sweetie. I grew up.
I'm not bitter.
What I'm telling you is that I grew up. Most people don't grow up. You don't look at life in life terms. You want to look through rose-colored glasses, and you want it to be something that it's not. But when you grow up, you make real decisions.
All right, I understand all that. I just want to know what niggas are back here co-signing like this cheerleader?
It's you.
What motherfuckers back here just keep killing? We winning. What the hell is this? That's you back there cheerleading. I didn't know if it was you or D. I just wanted to know.
I'm getting an earful.
Right. You should have got an earful when she told your ass she gonna do Jennifer Hudson on your ass. You should have got an earful back then.
No, but you know, hey man, on real talk, man, I understand that, man. You know, I got a daughter, man, and you know, if my daughter got it between Ray Ray and Einstein, right? I'd rather for my daughter to date Einstein than Ray Ray. Ray Ray got to get a potential. He smoked weed on the side and work at McDonald's, you know. But
you know what, kids? Let me tell you something.
In the long run, I want my daughter taken care of.
Yeah, everybody do. I got a daughter. When my daughter get old, I want her to be taken care of. But it's going to be a point where, hopefully she takes what I instilled in her, but she's going to make her own choice.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm with that. That's why we were just saying that, it's about the teaching, brother. That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
I'm teaching
my
daughter not to settle for less.
But hold on,
let your kids find out.
What
happens to letting your kids find out the hard way?
Damn.
What about letting them grow up? What about letting them growing up and
Wait, we know, but hey, Father Time, now take this. Now, we know that, we're going to let them grow up, but we can, we can tell them what we've been through so they don't have to run directly into that bump. Hey, baby, I've been through that. I know what struggling is,
But let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something about me. I don't give a flying fuck what my daughter's boyfriend, fiance, whatever works. As long as he makes her happy, I'm fucking happy. I don't give a fuck what he do for a living.
Oh, well, there's something wrong with you, brother. I care about that. My daughter's wait a minute. My daughter's
going to college. He just said she was happy. He just said she made her happy.
Wait a minute. My daughter's going to be college, to get a degree, and she's going to settle for a guy that work at KFC?
So what? If she's happy, that's all that counts.
Oh, no.
She's happy.
She ain't going to be happy long.
She's not
going
to
be
happy long.
Why?
Because
he worked at KFC and his check.
No, okay, but listen. No, listen to this. And this is the honest to God truth. If he works at KFC, but he's working through school, he's working through something, that's totally different. But if she's going to school and she got a degree and he work at KFC, once that she graduates and she get into her career, she's going to make more money than him. Okay, we talking about a black man, and we talking about a young black man. And black men do not like for a woman to make more money than them. They cannot.
Hold on, everybody, hold on for a second. Let me bring in that we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
I am not new.
Who is this?
Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
What up? No, that ain't Sunshine. I'm looking at a different number, man. All right, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm looking at a different number. See, now Sunshine's in. Now we still got a new caller.
No, that's Selena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's another one. She ain't Louisa. Quit using her government name. Thank you.
Okay, now,
I wish you would say thank you, and you just got on here saying your name was Selena earlier.
Let me call you by your name in one more second, though.
You know what?
Fuck y'all.
Hey, hold on for a second, dog. Hold on for a second. All right, Sunshine, I got to hear what you got to say about this.
I feel what she's saying, and my daughter getting ready to, she got another year of high school. But what I tell my daughter is, if he can't provide for you like mama and daddy, then you don't need him.
Thank you. There we go. We acting like it's so hard that you want your kids to be provided for. I'm not saying that I want my daughter to be with somebody that's making money and treating her like a mess. But see, when my daughter was 8, she had a pool party at the Trump Hotel. Now, if your mama's taking you to the Trump at 8, I don't want a nigga taking you to the Economy Inn. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Let him be on the same level that I'm with you on. And if he can't do that, you don't need him.
Wow.
Whatever
happened to falling in love with a motherfucker with a bus pass?
Because
my life is all fucked up now.
You got a baby by that nigga, and now you got a stroller, and y'all on the bus, and if you and Gary, you stop running at 5. Come on, nigga. No. I'm going to need you to get a cop. And I didn't say it had to be a good cop.
I'm going to get a cab. We gonna get home, goddamn it! Don't matter how.
Not in Gary, you
white. I'm ashamed.
Not in Gary, you
white. Where these brothers from, man?
Do they got a cab company in Gary now? Cause they didn't have one when I left.
They still, goddamn it! I got friends. I'll call up the homie. Hey man, we stuck. I need a ride. Fuck it.
Come on
right.
now.
And
it's
then you're going to keep on, you gonna keep on calling a homie,
with.
And then they're going to quit answering
control,
your calls because they know
with.
You stopped somewhere.
But, hey, I got one more thing to say, brother.
Look, I ain't mad at you. You want your daughter to have the best, and I am not mad at you for that.
Right,
that's
right.
what
everybody
I want my daughter to have.
Right.
Everybody
wants
their daughter to have.
Exactly. Everybody wants that, but
and
that
if,
don't
if
mean
your daughter come home with somebody from Burger King.
That person got money don't mean she's gonna be happy.
I never said that. She's already said that all of these men are respecting her daughter. So what she's not worried about is how they treat
well,
her.
What,
she's worried
she
about
thinks.
How they.
That's what she thinks. So why is she going after this other guy then? If they so great.
Let her go after the Burger King dude then. If they are treating her great.
If they treat her so great, it has to be something that she don't like about
her. You know what? And I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth what it is and what she told me is that these guys look like nerds and he got swag. And when they go to the party and they do all of the dumb shit, he's the person that make you laugh. Well, how long you going to laugh? Because, baby, you 22. But when you get 27, that same shit that make you laugh going to make you
cry. It's going to irritate
because
you.
Because what do you, right. You know what I'm saying? So my only thing is I'm trying to tell you, this looks good to you now, and you can have fun with it and do whatever that you want to with it. But trust me, when you get a little bit older, that person that's the life of the party now, you want somebody that's focused. And this brother that you think that don't have swag now, that once that he graduated, he started working for NASA, and he making six figures, and then he, that BMW and his swag,
cause
he
then
is.
He'll be able to pay, afford it.
I hope that motherfucker from Burger King gets the
Powerball. He ain't going to be fine. He's going to be the same.
You know what, man? You motherfuckers, I mean, come on,
like
now. All right. I didn't get quiet. I sat here and all this shit that y'all talking. Come on, man. I mean, okay. Baby, if that's what you want for your daughter, so be it. But come on now. All y'all motherfuckers on here talking some bullshit. It's a lot of you motherfuckers on here talking that bullshit.
Hey, what's
now,
the bullshit
on.
We talking?
I'm just saying all this old... Yes, because this and that. Girl, I hear you. Motherfucker, please. Come on, now. Come on. Everybody ain't got that NASA. That's bullshit. Everybody ain't got NASA.
But why you at school at Purdue, where people coming all over the world to go, you gonna pick a motherfucker from Gary that's got up there and worked at Burger King? Really?
Look,
you could have stayed at home and went to Ivy Tech for that.
Look, hold up. First of all, hold on.
She
did
her education for herself.
Right, that's what she's doing. She's there going to get her education. She's not going there. I mean, if she so happens to fall in love, so be it. But
no,
as far
see,
as all
you
this,
know what? We getting past the point. Don't put what you know that I do and what I say for what I'm trying to apply to my daughter. What I'm telling you is this. Is that nowadays you have to teach your children to want more, not to settle for, you know, for the status quo. You want
okay.
them to be better
oh,
than
on.
You were.
I heard you say that. I understand all that, but all this old that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta be able to just say, okay, well, I understand what you're saying about the Burger King thing. I understand that. And Lord knows I understand. But goddamn, if this girl, if she, I mean, I gotta go with Father Time. If my daughter's happy, I'm not gonna push
right,
her. I'm not gonna push her. Y'all keep talking about she's young and having fun. Y'all don't know the relationship that her and him have. I mean, okay. Alright, this guy, y'all keep talking about, oh, go with him because he got swag. I mean, because he got the job, and yeah, when that money come, he going to have that swag. He be the same motherfucker that beat the shit out your daughter, take that motherfucking ass to the curb, and do all kind of fucked up shit to her. Why? Because he know he can.
It depends on how you enter a relationship. What I'm telling you is this, is that nowadays, you don't pick people who is on your same level. You don't pick people who can stimulate your mind as well as your ass. And if you start off and the field is uneven now, it's just going to grow with time. How many people have you met that's been with somebody since they was fucking 17, and then they got married when they was 23 or 24, and now they fucking 30 and 35, and they cheating with every motherfucker that look good to them? Because y'all done been together, but you grew up and you grew apart. Because what looked good to you now, not going to always look good to you later.
Say it again, girl.
And then if you sit there and you just tell your daughter that this is how you should be, then that's what they're going to do.
We know some of them, and we know some that live happily ever after. That motherfucker was on his own fake ass shit, man. You know what?
It's the truth.
It's because y'all sitting there talking all this shit on this phone, and half you motherfuckers on here ain't living what the fuck you're saying you're living. But then
you
want to sit there and co-sign.
I told you.
I'm not talking about you. I ain't saying your motherfucking name, not did I? All I'm saying is that people need to quit with all this old fake ass shit. That's all. I ain't said nobody's name. So everybody needs to tell me that we shouldn't be agreeing.
We should be arguing and we should be disagreeing.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that everybody on here like, okay, all I'm saying is just be real. That's all. If that's how you are, baby, I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with nobody. And anybody who's getting offended by what I'm saying, then fuck you, because I ain't said nobody's name.
I'm so glad that you said that. Now you see how I get my money, baby, because I can work right here.
And I told you from the beginning. I'm not mad at your husband, but I'm just saying all this. Come on, y'all, people, let's be real. You're not gonna sit there and just send your daughter out to the first motherfucker to the because he got money. Now your concept, the way you raising your daughter, that's you. But everybody, come on, now we all don't agree with this.
You don't agree with what she said. You took it for the concept of money, and it wasn't the concept of money. It's that you teach your daughter. That's the way you took it, because that's what I was talking about earlier. But if you would have got what I was saying, and it's this, is that you have to teach and show your daughters the difference. Why would you want them to settle for something? You know, we always forever settling. And then once that you get what you thought that you wanted, that it wasn't what it was, if you had to use just a little bit of common sense and a little bit of knowledge, you wouldn't have been there. So what I do is I give my daughter the benefit and the knowledge that I got with the age that I am, and give her the different scenarios. Now, at the end of the day, the choice is hers. She could do whatever it is that she want to do, but I'm going to tell her how to do it.
Right?
I'm going to back her up because she's mine, regardless. But I'm going to tell her, you know what? Now, this could have been avoided, because I told you, what looked good to you now at 22 is not going to look good to you now at 27.
I got to go with what Waylo said. Whatever happened to letting your kids learn as they go, as they get
older? That's why I want you to
let them learn on their own.
You let them learn some things. It's some things that's going to happen. But nowadays, that's why you got a mama that's 40, you got a baby that's 20, and a mama that's 40 is a grandmama. Because you know what? Because now we letting our kids learn, and we're not telling them, keep your motherfucking legs closed and do what you're supposed to do. But no, we letting them learn. We're going to let them learn that, you know, Lil Ray Ray, he talking this and that. But no, if you tell him he ain't shit, you keep your motherfucking legs closed, because what you got is worth having. So we out here letting all these kids make mistakes, and that's why you got all these babies raising babies. You got all these dumbass kids and all these dumbass women that ain't took time to raise their kids.
I didn't say let your kids be out there and be dumbasses. What I'm saying
is... But you said let them make mistakes.
Yeah,
they
got
to make mistakes.
Hold on a second. I said let them make those mistakes. I'm not talking about those life-altering mistakes. I'm talking about those mistakes where, all right, I got in trouble, I got a DUI, I'm in jail type shit. No, I'm talking about those mistakes where they get out there, they got to get their heart broken to find out,
I mean,
all right, this
but you know what?
Up for me and shit like that.
Oh, but sweetheart,
and
that's
said,
common sense. That's common sense. But when you get older,
if you're teaching your kids to the point where this what goes, this is what's hot, this is what's not, they gonna want to get out there and find out what's hot and what's not on their own.
Here's a testament to my story.
Hold on. Let him finish. Let him finish right
okay.
quick.
Okay.
Then you can go back. Go ahead, Wade. Finish up.
If you try to show these kids and distill in their head what you want, yeah, those are the kids that's going to be rebellious and get into that fucked up bullshit, end up in prison, end up with 3 kids before they even graduate fucking college. Those are the ones that work at Burger King all their life and settle for less.
That's
okay,
true.
Now you can retort
Okay, but here's my testament. My daughter's 22. She's a senior at college, and she don't have any kids. She just got voted the president of the Black Student Union, and she's doing her thing. See, I've done my job. And if she was to have a baby or do anything now, I've done all that I could do. But what I'm telling you is my teaching and my guidance shows on where she at today. I don't have to worry about that because she's going to make the right decisions no matter whatever she does. But when they come to you and they have questions and life like that, then that's when you tell them. Because at the end of the day, she lives in West Lafayette. She doesn't stay with me. She stays on campus, so she's not with me. But she makes those decisions that I taught her. So that's why I could say she's 22 with no kids and a senior in college. She just got voted vice president of Black Student Union. She was just on TV.
Congratulations.
Right. That comes from parenting. That comes from what you said, what we arguing about, what you should and you shouldn't do. It comes from talking and the teaching. See, my daughter is the testament. There you go. And just to put another retort, I got a 19-year-old who's getting ready to go to college, who's going to go down there, who's a boy. Who's never been arrested and he ain't got no babies either. So see, that comes from parenting.
I didn't have all that. I didn't have no kids when I was 19 and 20. I mean, hell, I went to school. We're talking about us,
but let's talk about how we live in today, how kids are today. Now, we can't talk about the past because shit was whatever it was in the past, but we're talking about today, which is a totally different time.
Okay, I got 2 17-year-olds who got friends all around them, just having babies like just dropping like flies. Neither one of them pregnant.
So that means that you active and you parenting in their life. But by you being a parent, you know just as well as I do that you got people out here that's not raising their kids.
I think we're saying the same thing, but we dominated
from two different
angles.
But we just don't want to agree.
So we coming at it at two different angles.
You're coming to it at a man's point of view, and I'm coming from it as a woman's point of view, but we're saying the same thing.
Right, and at the end of the day, we all want to raise our kids to be right, and we all want to raise our kids to, I mean, we might got a little difference of opinion on maybe what you say and what I'll say, but, okay, I can go with that. Now, the way you ended that, I can agree with you. Okay, you know what? You got me had that. Boy, if you co-sign one more time with that, we win. Okay, and you know what? Hey,
we win it.
I can admit when the person Gabby, you Gabby on that one. You Gabby hands down on that one. Hey, that was a good one. I'm setting myself up for that one. But hey, we good.
I still disagree.
Yeah, you'll be all right. I'll work on you next week and get your check.
You better be child support and medical first.
Right.
I'm going to be right up there with FICA. I'm going to get it first.
Yeah, you better get in line. Because by the time they get to you, ain't going to be much left. You ain't going to go to Aruba, I'll tell you that.
See, I'm going to have you out there with a paper route.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
Y'all want to make me mad.
You'll be out there singing motivation.
Yeah, right.
Fucking paper route.
Shit. Yeah, you missed me on the motherfucking paper route. You might have a hell of a mouthpiece, but it ain't that motherfucking good. Now I'm going to get a goddamn paper route.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? We'll talk about it later, okay? We ain't going to talk about it on the air because I know you got a reputation to uphold, baby.
Ain't shit you can say when I'm going to get a goddamn paper route. I don't give a fuck what you say. Ain't nothing on this earth that you can tell me that's going to convince me to go out and get a goddamn paper route to take your ass to Aruba. It ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Shit ain't happening. I don't even know where Aruba is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know if I see your ass slinging papers off a damn bike or you got some damn shakes on like
right.
Papers in your head, I'm going to be telling
ass. I'm riding on my BMX. Got my BMX and shit with the mag wheels and the streamers and shit coming out the handlebars delivering papers so I could take her to Aruba.
But look at this. After all of that shit that we've been talking about and it's been at least 40 minutes, you know I want to go. It's stuck in your mind, ain't it?
I bet y'all don't take you.
He stuck there all he wants to. Yeah, Aruba is a nice place for my mama to go.
Hell yeah. I don't take your ass no goddamn Aruba. I take you to Great America.
Mm-mm.
You and the kids, we going to Great America this year.
I hope. That's where we going.
That's where we going. And I got coupons.
We going to say it, Key Lime Cole.
Hell no. Hey, is the tennis court still open?
No.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I need to stay off Fifth Avenue.
Hey, dog. It's kind of chill, man. I'll take him to Deep River.
Hey, Deep River. Yep, they always open.
With a brown paper bag lunch.
Hey, put on that new bathing suit you just bought. You know the one you kept wearing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
When I be dead, we go fucking Aruba.
All right, man, we coming to the end of the show. God damn. We at the end of the show. Big.
You know it.
I'm going to start calling you the Dallas cheerleader.
It's B&M takeover, baby. We taking over. Blog talk
yeah.
From Long Island.
All right. I don't know about that one now. We done had a strong
coming.
Run now.
We
had a strong run now, bro.
We coming.
You want the title back, bro?
We coming, boy.
You want the title back?
And I got the right mouth pick to do it.
And we don't want nothing left.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're going to be very controversial. You're going to be just like us, explicit like a motherfucker.
That's what we aiming for.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Y'all should do y'all first show from Aruba. We
And when it happens, you go come. Oh, and on the bus go there. I'm fine.
Right.
No hell care. No. I can't get a cab there neither. Shit.
Hey, man. I remember I told you I got that phone call? It must have been big. It must have been big, dog. I got that phone call, that voice message talking about, how does it feel to be me? All right, man, we out of here, man. Go ahead, man. Hit the last words, man.
We're going to start with Janine. Janine, any last words?
Yes, it was a very good show. I just want to tell her I understand all what you're talking about. I have four children. No, not even have that life. But I just feel like it comes a time where you have to choose when you decide that you want more than that. Because life is not just about money to me. I had that conclusion for myself. I understand the whole thing because I lived that life already. So that's all I have to say. But it was a good show. I enjoyed talking with everybody, and I will see you all next week.
All right, if you can see us next week, you're a bad motherfucker. You probably can hear us next week.
You don't know where I might be. I might be in Minnesota.
Ooh. Well, I won't be there. I'll be in Aruba next week, so I'll be here.
I could be there, too, because I already got my passport.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, huh? All right. Sunshine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a nice show. Oh, excuse me. It was a nice show. I mean, we can't really knock the lady for how she raised her children or has her views on dating men and dealing with bullshit. So nobody want to deal with bullshit. So, I mean, to each his own.
Big, you got any last words for the dog?
B&M takeover, baby. We taking it over.
All right, Eddie K.
Okay. Nights like this, I wish.
Okay, now, sweetheart, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name at the beginning. What's your name again?
It's Mo.
Mo, that's right. I should have known that. You got any last words for us, Mo?
That's right. If it don't make money, it don't make sense.
No sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
when I go to work tomorrow,
what?
Do we got a white? I said,
do Ben
got on a blue and white thong with a white vest on
or
something with a
pom-pom
on
his hand?
I
got that health jacket on, that smoking jacket, boy.
With the cigar in his hand.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boston. That's all right, man. When I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to let everybody at Burger King know you can't get no girls. They teaching them don't fuck with us at Burger King. All right, buddy, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed this conversation this evening, and I will talk to you all next week.
Outstanding. Who's your boy?
I ain't got shit to say. I got a 9-to-5. I got to get in the bed. Good show.
All right, Mother Nature, you got any last words?
Other than a rubber gum, get you in trouble. Good show. I don't know what the young lady name was. Just keep be safe.
All right. D, you got your last words, dog? I'm sorry.
Yeah, good show, man. It was a good show, man. I got a chance to listen to a lot. So hey, you just be safe. Keep doing your thing. Sounds like you did a good job with your kids. So I respect that. So, but no, it was a good show, man. Always, man. So I got to get to my 9-to-5 in the morning because, man, I'm gonna have a whole new motivation tomorrow.
Oh, man, what the hell you know? You're a Republican. You got that way.
Jennifer Hudson, ex boyfriend.
Sasha, you got any last words?
It was a nice show, very entertaining. And everybody, you know, check out my link for Pure Romance. Always doing it big over here. And, I'll talk to y'all next week.
Outstanding. You got any last words, dog?
FanCityDusters.com. We'll get the fuck out of here.
All right, y'all. Next week, thank you everybody for calling in and listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out.